Cuba beat Puerto Rico, South Korea trounced Japan, and if the USA beats Mexico, it will advance to the semifinals of the World Baseball Classic. Tonight's game will be played in Anaheim, California. Then the qualifying teams travel to San Diego for semifinals this coming weekend. Here to catch us up on what's been happening is our baseball pal, Alan Schwartz, senior baseball writer for Baseball America. He's with us on the phone from his home in New York City, where he's a little bit under the weather. Alan, I hope you're feeling better.
Well, hopefully I will feel better after flying to San Diego for the crescendo of the World Baseball Classic. It's one thing to get me excited.
Almost anybody feels better after flying for San Diego for almost any reason. But anyway, let me ask you, one of the things that has been uncovered in this tournament is the extraordinary parity around the world. The United States lost a game to Canada, to a pitcher who'd never pitched in a league above A-ball in this country, and then was defeated again by South Korea.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily characterize that as parity. That's more a characteristic of baseball itself. Baseball is a game where nine innings really doesn't tell you who the better team is. That's why, for instance, last year the Kansas City Royals swept the New York Yankees in a three-game series. Even three games weren't enough to show that the Yankees were a lot better than the Royals. So, you know, the pitcher that the Americans lost to against Canada, his name is Adam Loewen. He's one of the best pitching prospects in baseball. It was not that shocking that he was able to stifle the United States. Weird things happen in small periods of time, and in baseball, more so than any other sport, you're going to see upsets. You see it all the time. And now it's wonderful to see what Korea has done. Korea has come in here and won six straight games and is advancing to the semifinals on Saturday. The United States has stumbled a few times, and there are all sorts of reasons why that could happen. But in terms of parity, that's one of the beauties of baseball, is that even if a team is overmatched and in the long run, in a 162-game season, would, you know, lose most of the time, they can still win on the cliche any given day. Hmm. And that's why we watch.
And that's why we watch. Yet, do you think there's something to, and they didn't cite this as an excuse, but perhaps as part of an explanation, people like Derek Jeter saying, these teams come in, they've seen all of us on tape. We've never seen any of their guys.
I don't think that has a whole lot to do with it. I mean, I think that inside, you know, between the ears of major league players, they might think that that's true, and I respect that Derek Jeter, you know, has beliefs about the game that I might not be able to share. But, you know, it comes down to talent, and it comes down to being able to see the ball and hit the ball. And while the Americans, you know, don't have quite as good scouting on these other teams, I would certainly say that their overall skill should trump any of the skill that the other team's scouts may have.
So 7:30 Eastern time tonight, Roger Clemens starts for the United States. And this, I think by my calculation, this is the fourth annual Roger Clemens possible retirement last game award.
Well, it's the fourth one this week, it feels. I was at the game where he you know, shut down South Africa, which was not exactly a shock. You know, they won 17-0 or whatever it was.
Mercy rule was put into effect.
Yes, yes, indeed. Which was almost a shame because I think that the South African players, even if they were losing 30-0, they wanted to take their hacks against the Americans, but they didn't have a choice. They had to accept the mercy rule, unfortunately. But, you know, Roger, you know, he's going to have his game face on. We all know that. You know, the fire is going to be coming out of his nostrils. But, you know, Mexico ain't South Africa. Mexico is a team that absolutely could hit a couple of balls hard against him, have a couple of balls fall in. Next thing you know, it's 5-1 Mexico, and Bud Selig has an aneurysm, worried about how his television ratings are going to be for the semifinals and finals. But I think that even if Mexico wins, this tournament has proven to all the skeptics, of which I was never one, by the way, that, you know, world baseball can be fun, and it certainly can be fun in March when, you know, the Diamondbacks and Padres are playing spring training games every day.
Well, we'll never split our squad with you, Alan. Hope you feel better. Thanks very much.
My pleasure. Take care, Neil.
Alan Schwartz, senior writer for Baseball America, author of The Numbers Game, and tomorrow, I think, guest host Joe Palka will be here. I'm Neil Conan. We'll see you Tuesday. Actually, Michelle Martin will be here on Monday. Have a great weekend. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.